Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. And boy, the stars are shining on the show today. My first guest is the lead singer of Three Dog Night. Chuck Negron is going to be joining us. Boy, I've known him a long time. Then 100 years old. He'll be 101 in July. Norman Lear will be here. And actress Laurie Metcalf will be joining us. Next hour, KC of KC and the Sunshine Band. We had Richard Petty on a couple of weeks ago, and I was watching the race last Sunday at Darlington, and I said, you know what? I'm going to ask him back. He's doing great. The king of NASCAR, Richard Petty, from public broadcasting, T.J. Levinsky, and in our lifestyle segment, Kristen Levine talking about Pet Month, and Elizabeth Warner, a toy expert. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi. Coming up right after this break, Chuck Negron. Back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today. What you're really listening to is our next guest, a friend of mine for many, many years, friend of my family too. He's a terrific guy, a multi-talented man, and I'm so glad that we're going to chat with him because we haven't talked to him in way too long. The voice of Three Dog Night, my dear friend Chuck Negron. Hey, Chuck, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great, Ron. So nice to speak to you again. I mean, it's been too long.
Yeah, we've gone back a lot of years. I think the very first time we met, you came into my studios at Universal, and you brought your entire band. You know, Chuck, I have in my studio a great memory of you and I when you were so nice on a Father's Day in June to fly in from California to Lake Tahoe to do my show at Harvey's in the lobby. We had a great weekend.
Right. That was very nice. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
And the nice part about it is, ladies and gentlemen, here he's, you know, he's got children, and he's coming on Father's Day to be with me. I think I might be one of your children. I think.
That was your 40th birthday.
That's right. Hey, Chuck, tell us about this Whatnot that you do every Wednesday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. This is a great idea.
Yeah, well, my wife makes, she's an artist, and she makes dolls, and she has quite a following. She has a couple shows, on Whatnot, and they decided to, have me come on. They have these vinyl shows, and we just decided to do it, have some fun, once a week. It turned out great. We sell Three Dog Night vinyl and memorabilia and stuff. So it's been a lot of fun.
And you look like you're having fun too. You also sign a lot of the items. Again, I want to say it's on Whatnot, Wednesdays, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Chuck and his wife. Your wife is a dear lady. She really is. I really enjoy chatting.
Well, thank you.
Very nice lady. I don't care what she says about you, Chuck. I think you're a swell guy. You know, one of the things about Chuck Negron, ladies and gentlemen, if he wasn't such a fantastic singer, he would have made a great comedian. You know, you and I have talked about that. You're a funny guy.
Oh, well, I'm from New York, and, I think, so much banter that goes on there that's, humorous. It's part of the thing. It's part of the things you learn,
Right, right. Well, you certainly have come a long way, my friend, from the doo-wop group, the Rondells, Sharon Lee on Marlinda Records, I Dream of an Angel on Heart Van label, and then, of course,
right,
back in 1967, one of the founding fathers of one of the greatest rock groups in the history of music, Three Dog Night. You know, Chuck, last time we chatted, you were adding some pages to the great book that you wrote, Three Dog Nightmare, and you added, like, several chapters, did you not?
Yeah, and then, from the original book, we added two more, we added, like, I think altogether 12 or 14 chapters.
Right.
We ended up, because we had the book, that which was the original book, and then we wanted to bring people up to date, because we had a lot of requests of what is Chuck doing now, because what I'm doing now, and what happened to this person, and what happened to that person. and what was the situation with New York. And I just decided, you know what, I'm gonna, write some new stuff. We had a distributor, so wanted to do it. So I just, I did it, and I'm glad. But still, the original book is intact, and we just added it's maybe 14 chapters. Or so,
wow.
And we added 100 pictures.
Did you really? Because you had a great pictorial in the first book.
Yeah. So we added 100 pictures. Yeah.
Now, I know we also chatted one time about the possibility, and I still think this should be a movie. I really believe that. This is a fascinating story. I mean, if you have not read Three Dog Nightmare, you got to read it. And it came out several years ago, even with the additional chapters, because it's a story that really is a story about fame, hitting a valley, and going back up again. It's a fascinating thing. Any more word on that, Chuck?
Yeah, well, first of all, I wanted to mention the book. The reason I wrote it was I wanted people to understand more about addiction, because a lot of my peers who wrote books, they were so dramatic in the sense, glamorizing and romanticizing, sex, drugs, rock and roll. And it was horrific. So I wanted to put I wanted to scare people. So I wrote this, honest book. And right now, for many years, it's been required reading at several rehabs. It did what I wanted. It's helping addicts and as importantly, helping families to understand. Now, initially, when the book came out the week, it was like number 13 in LA Times. And this, the first bestseller list that went on was New Line Cinema called us and wanted to make a movie. So right out of the bat, they wanted to make a movie. And what happened was, when it got really close, and we were actually talking about people, they were writing the screenplay, and it was great. My wife at the time, just a nice lady, she just couldn't take it.
Yeah, you told me that.
She said, I just don't want this in my kids' lives and, my child's life. And, I canned it. Anyway, now, 20 plus years later,
wow.
That someone is shopping it now. And, we're seeing, I'm waiting to see, what kind of funding and what kind of interest they get.
I remember when that happened with your wife at the time. She just didn't want to be involved with all the history. But, when you have that kind of history, I mean, that's part of your legacy. It's like what they're doing in the country today. They want to get rid of everything in the history that they don't want to talk about anymore. But you, in that book, wow, you let it out, warts and all. There's no doubt about it. And I give you an enormous, and I've told you this many times, credit for doing that, because a lot of people don't want to talk about the strange things they did. I mean, you sold gold records of Three Dog Night to be able to feed the habit that you had. And now I understand you're lecturing, you're working with the Cry Help, Music Cares, and Musicians Assistance Program. A lot of stuff that you're doing and giving back for a life that you've had, a wonderful life.
Yeah, well, Cry Help, turned my life around. I was there almost a year, and it took that much time for my sanity to come back. People don't realize this, the mental process, the mental deterioration besides the body, the mental deterioration, is so profound that, you think you can go in for 30 days and come out. It's not possible, because you need time for your psyche to heal, for, your body to heal, and emotionally, and then to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And then to learn how not to, so that's a long process. I thank God that I went to a place that, insisted if you go there, you have to stay almost a year.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that was good. And then I got calls, of course, from people that was starting programs for musicians, and that, that was MAP, which, morphed into, the Music Cares, at the Grammys. So, so it's just, I was involved in a lot of things, and, it kept me sane, and, so it's been a gift.
You have run the gamut, and you've lived life to its fullest and still living it fine. You mentioned the fact there's a new pictorial in the updated version of Three Dog Nightmare. I remember vividly one of the great pictures in the original version was your father, who looked younger than you. You told me that at the basketball games, the girls used to run to him.
Yeah, they did. My dad was 6'3". He was, if you shook his hand, your hands got lost in his. And he was just this most charming man. You know, I used to watch him work, as I used to say. And he was just, people liked him. But the girls were all around him. Oh, Mr. Negron. You know, and some, you know, I think I told you that there were some girls who said, oh, yeah, I'm Chuck's brother.
I'm Chuck's younger brother.
Yeah, right, younger brother.
Hey, Chuck, we're going to pause for a second. We're going to come back.
Okay.
Our friend Chuck Negron, the voice of Three Dog Night. Again, his weekly show is Whatnot, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You can go to whatnot.com/Chuck Negron. And there's more to come live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today.
Wash away my trouble. Wash away my pain.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137. No.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all this crazy question they're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, cause I don't want to see.
I'm not told in the sky.
Back with Ron Segi today, live nationwide and around the world. I can listen to that music forever. Our guest is a dear friend of mine, Chuck Negron, the voice of Three Dog Night, talking about a lot of things, including his weekly show, Whatnot, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, at whatnot.com/invite/Chuck Negron. Pretty soon he's going to have his own car line, his food line, his own clothes line. It's like the old days when Bob Hope would go on the Tonight Show. Let me tell you what I got going here.
You're right. Right.
Couldn't be happier for you. By the way, when you sell these things, you sign them, as we mentioned earlier. You are very engaging in this thing. You do giveaways each and every week. You have a huge music category. And you sometimes even belt out a song on the show. I watch it. It's a good show.
Oh.
I mean it, Chuck.
Thank you. You know, I'm just myself. And sometimes, you know, I get too excited, so I got to calm myself down.
Well, you're used to working in front of a live audience. It's a little bit different.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
When you're in the broadcasting business, whether it's radio or television, you work in a small market in New Bend, Indiana, and then you go to New York City. You really can't see the difference because you don't know if anybody's listening in New Bend, and you don't know if anybody's listening in New York. But to do what
right.
you guys did, playing small places and then playing the biggest venues in the world, you know when you've made it when you walk out there and see 30,000 people like you did.
Yeah, good point. I never thought of that. Yeah, that's very true.
In addition to this, you're doing a lot of lecturing and working with anti-drug organizations. Are you doing some shows? Because I know you have to be very careful even after this COVID situation because you have some health issues that could escalate if indeed you were in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah, well, 30, 40 years ago, I was in a car accident, really, really bad car, and my ribs were broken, punctured my lung, really tore the lungs apart. So it's in intensive care for quite a while. Actually, I almost died. When I got out, the band wanted to work, kind of upset with me that they weren't able to work. So I went back to work much sooner than I should have, and I got pneumonia on the road. Went to the emergency room, and they wanted to keep me in. They said your lungs are really bad. You got to enter the hospital, and no one wanted me to because we had this tour. So I toured for 6 months with pneumonia, and that was it. My lungs turned black, developed emphysema because sadly I spoke. My lungs got pretty bad. So with the COVID situation, I haven't worked in 3 years, and that's, well, I did around 70 shows a year, but I did 60 of them with the Happy Together tour for many years. So that's 3 years of not working these shows and basically not going out of the house because my pulmonologist, my main people, my main doctors even said, Chuck, if you get COVID, you'll die. You cannot go outside. So I've been in the house. I mean, I've only gone out, left the house to see doctors. My family comes over here. And when they visit to stay like a while at quarantine, we did the best we can to make sure that everyone's okay. But yeah, it's been difficult. So I haven't done any shows. When I sang on those Whatnot shows, that was kind of off the cuff. I hadn't sung at all in 3 years.
I remember when you were touring with the Happy Together group.
Turtles, Association.
Gary Puckett.
Gary Puckett.
Yeah.
The Box Tops. Mitch Ryder was on. Well, actually, really great act.
You have to miss that because entire life, since you were... Gosh, you recorded your first song when you were, 15 years old. So you have been in the public eye and on stage for an entire lifetime. And to stop, it's got to be really, really tough. May I tell, Chuck, how old you are?
Yeah, of course.
This man, with this enthusiasm that you hear in his voice, and he's been like this all the years that I know him, recently turned 80 years old. My gosh, I wish I sound like you when I'm 70 years old. Well, I am 70 years old. I lied. I'm sorry. I hate when I do that.
Oh, no, you don't.
But you sound great, Chuck.
Oh, thank you, man. Yeah, I'm good. And, hey, It was hard, Ron. It was hard because I'd lost a part of me. You know, in this business, you got to have kind of an edge. You kind of got to be wary of things, and then in the same, you decided to be a kind, caring person. So I found out, you know, years and years ago, that the best side of Chuck, when Chuck had his mind and his heart in balance, when Chuck was at kindest and most real, was when I was singing. So when that was taken away from me, I really had to learn that joy again, you know, that comfortable place. You know, it took some time. It was difficult.
You know, Chuck, I got a lump in my throat when you said that because I know what you mean. Some people just can't wait till they retire. When you're somebody, you know, like we're in the entertainment business, we're broadcasting music, when they take something that you love and don't consider it work away, it's almost like cutting off both your arms, and you have handled it masterfully.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, you know, I started doing a little collages and little art pieces. I started writing. I've written on my blog on the ChuckNegron.com. I've written, I don't know, 20 stories. You know, I did many stories, you know, dealing with different things. I even wrote a story about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and their procedure. It was actually very critical of them.
I agree.
Wrote many, you know, many, many different stories of things dealing, you know, with the time. And I got published on several things and written some magazines, some of my articles. Actually, I was on the cover of Health Magazine, The Therapist. Yeah, I keep busy, not nearly as busy as I would be. And also, I've slowed down because my lungs, I mean, the fact that I'm not out there working is the very best thing for my lungs.
Sure.
Is singing.
Oh, absolutely.
The very best thing for my health of my lungs is singing. You know, I still have a vocal coach that, you know, I sing once a week, but that's still just once a week.
Yeah.
So my lungs, you know, have deteriorated a little because I'm not using them the way, because there's no way to sing, you know, rehearsing or whatever, than the way you sing on stage.
That's exactly right. You could rehearse a million hours. You know, people say, I can't sing. And get in front of a lot of people and see what happens to you. You just, if you're not afraid to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Chuck, I really appreciate you doing this. You have no idea how much I appreciate you doing
this. You're my friend. You're just, you and your wife are just you know, great people. Well, you know, your wife was calling me at night every night.
For quite
a while. I wondered why she stopped because it really broke my heart.
Well, what broke my heart is that you answered the ad in the Los Angeles Free Press. And
yes.
And I didn't.
Well, you know, I wonder why she did that.
I don't know. I try to give her everything she wants. I've given her 8x10 pictures of me and you, and she calls you. And
I'm sorry, Ron.
I'm a big boy now. I'll move on. Another story that you told me one time, you were at a ball game and had a cap on. Nobody recognized you, and they played Joy to the World, and everybody was singing along, not knowing that you were there.
The story goes on. Yeah, I told you, but I got a call from the Anaheim Ducks, the hockey team, and they said, would you like to do that at our arena? We'll have you in the audience. We have this thing where we go around to people, and we go, do you know the next lyric of this song? And we'll come to you, and then what you can do is just belt out the tune. So I did it. And the whole place went nuts. They started singing the whole song with 20,000 people. Started singing Joy to the World. Oh, it was so much fun.
Chuck, stay well, my friend, okay?
Okay, God bless, man.
Our friend Chuck Negron from Three Dog Night.
Thank you, buddy. And look, be well, and let's do this again as soon as possible.
Great. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
USA News Update. President Biden is cutting short his trip to the G7 summit to return to the White House for negotiations on raising the debt ceiling. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, who accompanied Biden to Japan, says the president is going home early to, quote, bring the deal home. Before leaving Japan, Biden is expected to meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky. It follows the decision to let Ukrainian forces use American-made F-16 fighter jets. SpaceX is lifting off again, sending a rocket today into orbit with satellites for the Iridium and OneWeb companies. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says the migrant crisis is desperate in her state. Hochul said the state has over 71,000 asylum seekers and more are arriving. FastX is speeding to the finish line at the box office domestically with a projected $67 million in its opening weekend. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller plays.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Just-
just one of the many shows that our next guest was responsible for, probably the most successful television producer who changed the landscape of television back in the 1970s, and he's been a friend of our show for years, and he's 100 years old. Can you believe that? Joining us right now is the legendary Norman Lear. Hi, Norman. How are you?
Hi, Ron.
And now 100 years old. And Norman, any complaints?
If I had a complaint, it'd be an ingrate.
Oh.
No, I thank you very much. And as I listened to you with that introduction, I thought, even this I get to experience.
I
couldn't be more grateful. Thanks.
Well, I started to read the beginning, just preface of the book, and then I turned to chapter one. Then I chapter two. It's a great format, by the way. And I couldn't stop. This is a remarkable story about someone who's come from very humble and difficult decisions, early childhood, like you did, to make it to where you are today. Was the book therapeutic to write, Norman? Because you bring back some memories, especially of your mom and dad, that were tough to remember.
Yeah, it was extremely therapeutic. And it's amazing how, at my age, writing that book, how much I learned about my life and myself. And, you know, when we take the time to reflect on everything we've been through and everything we've learned, and, you know, especially if we're forced to talk about it or write about it, it's amazing. I think it's true for all of us. It's hard to be a human being, and we all experience that difficulty differently. But it's, you know, I think about it as the game of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we pay a lot of money for the hard games, the most competitive games, the most difficult ones. And this game is hard, too.
Yeah.
And we don't know the conclusion. And that's interesting.
Yeah, that is a very valid point, too. I know you vacillated on this for a long time about writing it. And you really have written it warts and all. There's no question about that. And you learned something about you that we didn't know. For example, I was not aware of the fact that you were a veteran of 52 missions on a B-17 in Europe. And
yes.
And you know what I loved? And this is kind of crazy. I don't know where to start with all the questions I have. I could talk to you for days. But I got to tell you what I love is that aren't parents a unique commodity? You had one point were going to be in the first class of the Hall of Fame for the Television Academy, and you called your mom.
Yeah.
I love this. I have to read this. She said, well, and you told her, you know, you're in there with the greats. I mean, David Sarnoff, William Paley, Edward R. Murrow, all of these fantastic people, Milton Berle, Lucille Ball.
Milton Berle, Lucille Ball.
Yeah. And she said, after you told her you were going to be in this, she says, well, if that's what they want to do, who am I to say? How do you feel when you get a reaction like that from
mom? With this inflection, Ron, if that's what they want to do, who am I to say?
Who am I to say? Now, you were doing a lot of movies and stuff with Dean Martin, Vincent Price, Martha Ray, Hedda Harper, our dear lost friend Andy Williams, Frank Sinatra. When you got on the scene with these shows that at the time seemed controversial, what kind of problems did you go through with the networks, with the general public, with shows like All in the Family?
Never went through any real difficulty with the general public. Of course, there were people who disagreed or didn't like or, you know, and that was a reasonable amount of mail that was always, by the way, provoked a good conversation because I would answer as many letters as I could. And I had long conversations over a period of months and sometimes years. The network was another thing. You know, we always live with an establishment that thinks it understands what's best for us. And it's not an establishment that takes that many chances. So, you know, so I had a network to say this, their favorite way of putting it was, this will not fly in Des Moines, or there will be a knee-jerk reaction in the Bible Belt. There was a knee-jerk reaction when it was provoked, when there was a lot of press about the network wouldn't do this, and I was saying, yes, we have to do it, and there was sufficient press on that. Then there were organizations on the crazy right or religious organizations that joined with the network and said, no, he can't do this. But the American people are so much wiser than they're given credit for. And with Donald Trump right now, my version of why Donald Trump has been as important now, but why was he as important as he was for these months? Because the American people were using Donald Trump as their middle finger on the right hand, and they were saying, to the establishment and be remarked, take this. You know, or you know the expression that goes with that.
Sure.
They weren't thinking Donald Trump would. They wanted him for 4 or 8 years as their president. They were saying, this is what you earn, you establishment. You give us leaders, like in our auto companies or our chemical companies or our political leadership, and take this.
You know, when you get bad press, like, let's say, critical press, like you did with some of the shows, and especially All in the Family, because that was the groundbreaker, those negative reviews, Norman, got to be, way down deep inside, a great thing. I mean, look what it did for Elvis when he first started. You know, everybody wanted to go see him in concert because they wanted to see the rest of his body. It's like when you go past a wreck, you want to look, but you don't want to look. You know, you got All in the Family getting all of these reviews that maybe aren't as complimentary as maybe that Dick Van Dyke got. And then you turn around and say, I'm going to watch that because what's this all about? I mean, was that the case?
Well, the reviews were pretty bad. The New York Times ran a long article, a really long article by the woman who wrote Gentleman's Agreement, Laura Hobson. Wonderful writer. She wrote a major tome with Gentleman's Agreement about anti-Semitism. And so she was known to be a great, had great attitudes and smarts about racial and religious issues and so forth. And she just loathed the show. She was writing about the first and second episodes when she wrote this piece. But they allowed me to answer her. And I love one line in my answer. I said, the way she expressed herself about the show and the way I felt were so different that she had to be somebody about my age. And I said, we were aging in different wine cellars.
Great line. I find it, in business myself, I find it very difficult to juggle a lot of things at one time. Here you're juggling 9 shows on the air at one time. It had to be a very busy time, exciting time. But, you know, little things. And this is what I loved about the book, little things. I mean, like I said before, you have warts and all. The word stifle, which, of course, was, you know, like a phrase that was synonymous with Archie Bunker, was a word your dad used.
Yes. Jeanette Stifle.
Yeah, Jeanette
Stifle. I can see his nose next to hers as he was screaming in her face.
And a comment he made when you were so happy that you were getting like $350 or $400 a week writing for Danny Thomas. He said, when you make $1,000 a week, then that's a lot of money. I mean, these are tough things to accept as a young man.
And what was so foolish and funny about that was that, you know, he never got close to making $300 a week.
Yeah.
You know, and he was always going to have $1 million soon.
You referred to him as Arthur Miller's Willie Loman, didn't you?
Yes, in the sense that the one thing he did was, no matter what the odds were that seemed against him, he got up in the morning and his lust for life was so full. And he left the house with a shoe shine and a smile like Willie Loman. Yeah. And it was ridiculous that he thought he was going to be wealthy very quickly with one scheme after another. But I loved the zest.
And that in itself is a great incentive. The man himself who changed television in the 70s, all of his shows were hits. All in the Family, Maude, Good Times, The Jeffersons, Mary Hartman, and the list goes on. An unbelievable producer of unique television shows that absolutely changed how people watch television and the subject matter. And that man is our guest, and we will come back with another segment with Norman Lear.
Well, we're moving on. So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. It's Ron Segi today. My guest is probably one of the most successful television producers of all time. He absolutely changed television during the 70s with his shows. Shows like All in the Family, Maude, Good Times, The Jeffersons, and Mary Hartman. I mean, it was a different world then because this was the first time that television addressed topics that were very sensitive to the general public. He got a lot of criticism for it at first, but then it became a trend that took him to the top of the charts just about every week with all of those shows. They were all in the top 10 shows.
And Norman is 100 years old, and July be 101.
I want to apologize, Norman, because in the beginning of the book, there is a list of all of the things that you have done, including a tour of China with writers and producers of Hollywood segment and, you know, your great stays with the
presidents and your associations and being on President Nixon's enemy list, even though I think sometimes you had a great shot at promoting him with Archie Bunker loving him the way he did, and all of the accomplishments that you've had in a lifetime, which I assume is how you got to the title. Even this I get to experience, because after so many decades in this business, you're still a very prevalent and respected individual. That's a tough thing to accomplish in television, and you know that better than anyone in the world would know that.
Well, it's, you know, there's there are two words that, small words that are much more important than we, in the nature of things, give them credit for. And those words are over and next. And when something is over, it is over, and we're on to next. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of found that a long time ago. And the hammock in the middle, if there was a hammock between over and next, that would be where living in the moment is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I looked forward to this interview.
Well, I appreciate
because it was my next. And I think of it truly as even this I get to experience, because it took me 93 years, a bunch of months and days and weeks and minutes to get to this interview. It took you all your life to get to this moment with me, too. And thinking about it that way just knocks me out.
Oh, my gosh. You got the chills when you said that. Absolutely. I know you're on a very busy schedule, Norman. I would love to have you come back anytime you wanted. But I would remiss if I didn't ask you my Barbara Walters question, what I hate to do, but I just got to do that.
Your Barbara Walters question?
My Barbara Walters
yes.
question. So don't break down and cry on me, okay? What would you like to be remembered for? 100 years from now, you and I are finally gone. 100 years, okay? Because hopefully it's going to be a long time before, you know, either one of us leave the scene. What do you want to be remembered for? How do people want to look back on
you? If I were remembered for what I just spoke about, I'd be very happy. Call it the hammock in the middle. Call it living in the moment. Call it understanding that you matter, because you are talking to somebody, you are relating to somebody, there's somebody looking at you that gets something from it in every moment, living in the moment. If I could be remembered for this conversation, I'd be happy.
Well, how sweet of you to say that. You're the best, Norman. The book is out now.
Thank you.
A New York Times best-selling book that's in paperback. Norman Lear's penned it. I love the title. You may not get the title when you read it on a bookshelf. That's why you got to take it home and read it, and then you'll understand. Even this I get to experience by the genius of Norman Lear.
Ron, I couldn't appreciate it more. Thank you.
Thank you, and anytime you want to come back, at a moment's notice, we'd love to have you, my friend.
I'm going to take you up on it.
I hope you do.
Thank you, Norman, so much.
I'll be back.
Okay, good.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks,
bye.
Norman.
And as I mentioned in the introduction, Norman Lear is 100 years old. On July 27th, he's going to be 101, and that's just around the corner. It is such a pleasure and an honor to talk to a television broadcasting giant, Norman Lear. We're going from the talent of Norman Lear to another show business talent, an actress that works all the time. Joining us right now is Laurie Metcalf. Hi, Laurie. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you.
When they talk about the working actress,
I've had a jam-packed couple of years, and I've been really fortunate that the projects have all been different.
You and I have a major thing in common.
What?
I, too, was born on June 16th.
Oh, nice. Yeah. You're a crazy Gemini.
I'm a crazy Gemini. Do people come up to you and say you have a split personality? Because my late father used to always tell me, how come when I see you on television or hear you on the radio, you're a different person than what I see and hear in the home? Do you have that same story?
I don't think it has struck them, but I feel it myself. I feel I'm very split.
Me too. I like to be around people, yet I like to be alone.
Yes, definitely.
I think I'm in love with
yep.
you. I finally found somebody that understands me, you know? Goodness, great. Where have you
and
been?
Yet, we can turn on a dime.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and they're falling completely out of love. So, bye-bye.
But the only thing that we probably don't have in common, you were a shy child. I wasn't, hence the reason why I'm in this business. But you were shy as a child, were you not?
Yes, I was. Found that I was able to, in some convoluted way, part of my mind, hide behind the characters that I was playing. Even though it was me doing outrageous things on a stage, it wasn't really me. So nobody really knew me. I find it harder to do when there's a camera involved. I get more intimidated by the camera, so I like being on a stage better, but I just feel freer. I think it helped pull me out of my shyness also, being able to play different characters and experience a story through somebody else.
Lori, that is very interesting, because normally someone is afraid to be on stage because they're in front of the people. When they're in front of the camera, they all they see is the camera. When I perform concerts, when I go on stage, I'm a little concerned because they could throw tomatoes and different stones and different things.
But, you want a barrier? Yeah.
But when I have a camera or a microphone in front of me, I'm very relaxed. So that's unusual. This is going to be our first disagreement. You know that, don't you?
Yes. Right. And you get to do something that I've always wanted to do and I can't do.
What's that?
Sing in front of an orchestra
or
a band.
There's nothing like
it. I can't sing. And so I've always wanted to feel what that rush felt like.
Well, first of all, I can't sing either, but it's just something.
Oh.
No. You're right. It is a rush. I can't wait to get up there. Do you ever have any downtime? I mean, a lot of times when people see an actor or an actress on television or in the movies, they don't realize that this thing was done 400 years ago and they're probably sitting at home.
I do have some downtime between projects. I don't handle my downtime very well. I just like, there's nothing that I like more than being in a rehearsal room and attacking a script and taking it apart, and I feel creative and energized. The downtime, I don't really know what to do with myself much. I do the mom thing. And
you're very domesticated then, right?
No, out of duty.
That's pretty funny, duty. Well, we enjoy your work, and we both have the same birthday. And how do you celebrate? You used to like to have parties. Don't you want to do that?
No, I don't have parties. What I did last year, I was doing a play on Broadway, walked back to my apartment, and swung past a pizza joint on the way back and got a whole pizza.
Wow.
I gorged on.
When people make a fuss over my birthday, I feel embarrassed. When they don't make a fuss out of my birthday, I'm thinking to myself, why aren't they making a fuss over my birthday? It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
You're a great guest. Any excuse to come back,
definitely.
Lori, come on back, okay?
All right. Thanks, Ron.
Our guest has been Lori Metcalf. I like her. And there's more to come.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Well, that wraps up hour number one of our show, but don't go anywhere. We have another hour to go, and I want to thank my guests for joining us this first hour, and they include from Three Dog Night, Chuck Negron, and television producer who really changed the landscape of television back in the 1970s, Norman Lear, and actress Lori Metcalf. Next hour, KC of KC and the Sunshine Band. He's got a new CD out. The King of NASCAR is going to make a return after a couple of months that we've had him on previously. Richard Petty, T.J. Lubinsky from Public Broadcasting, and in our lifestyle segment talking about Fet Month, Kristen Levine, and toy expert Elizabeth Warner. And that's next hour with Ron Sedgy today.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time in.